Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Or you can call the RJJ, or you can call the RJJ Junior. But you don't have to call me Johnson.
But you don't have to call me Johnson, or I could call you Johnson & Johnson. One of the weirder transitions I've come up with, I admit it. John Landecker, 720 WGN, 836. We're with Dr. Copin from Northwestern Medical on the phone with us, I hope. Doctor, good evening.
Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm good. I search for these transitional devices between topics and guests, and sometimes I find strange things in my mind, and that was certainly one of them. You don't got to call me Johnson, but everybody does want to know about Johnson & Johnson and this new vaccine, and you're the person that we want to hear from. So what do you got to say?
Well, you know, John, since we're dealing here with, we're on your Oasis.
Yes, and, yes.
And this is worthy of the Oasis.
That's right.
It's a single dose, one injection vaccine that works. What more can we ask for?
It works as well as the others.
So what's the most important thing about this vaccine? We don't want anyone to die.
Right.
And in the phase 3 trial that include over 40,000 people around the world, no one who received the vaccine died.
Wow. And this
That's
is just
fantastic.
And this has just been okayed very recently by the Food and Drug Administration.
Correct. So the FDA, they're professionals approved yeah. it last Wednesday.
Right.
The outside advisory group approved it on Friday. And then CDC accepted FDA's recommendation. So Johnson & Johnson already has started to ship the vaccine. So we should be getting some of it shortly.
And then hopefully distributed to people who need it. Now, it's almost an abundance of good things, if you will. So I have had two of the Moderna shots. Other folks have had two of the Pfizer. Now comes the one-shot Johnson, so to speak. When you go to get your, when folks go to receive their vaccine from this point forward, when all three vaccines are available, will they all be in one location when you, like they're converting, you know, the United Center supposedly into a vaccination center? When you, if somebody were to go over there, would you find all three vaccines there?
I don't think so. We don't know for sure yet, John.
I suspect
each vaccination center will have one type of the vaccine.
Mm.
It could be any of the three.
Right.
Now, but the advantage of the Johnson & Johnson is that it does not require ultra cold storage.
Oh, right.
Pfizer does, or very cold storage like Moderna.
Right.
We're talking about standard freezer, standard refrigerator, does well for a time in room air. So I suspect we'll see the Johnson & Johnson go to places that does not have the ultra-cold storage.
Gotcha. As science progresses, I saw a feature over the weekend on television about masks and different kinds and what works and what doesn't work. And the point was made that this is all still an ongoing science, so to speak. Do you think that applies to the research into vaccine, that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not the last vaccine that we will see?
Well, we know that there's additional vaccines in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be seeing at least two, if not three more, approved in short order in the United States.
Wow.
And, you know, we know the Russians have their so-called Sputnik V vaccine.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Chinese vaccines that are out there. So we'll be seeing a bunch more vaccines coming online soon. But, you know, you're right, John. The science is continuing to evolve. But what we know about the vaccines that are out there is they really work.
Mm.
The countries that are ahead of us in vaccinating a large proportion of their populations is just showing amazing, amazing results. There's a lot to celebrate here.
Well, that's great. I'm very glad to hear it. Thank you so much, Doctor, for being with us and sharing that good news.
My pleasure.
All right. Talk to you again soon, I hope. You know, he's always
all right, John. You take
thanks.
Care.
You too. He's already ready to, he's always ready to put that John Landecker Oasis spin on it. John, this is perfect for the John Landecker Oasis because it's good news. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to think about, obviously, for folks in the vaccine. And that was an excellent point the doctor made. Aside from the fact that it's one shot, it also is a vaccine that does not require the intense low temperatures that the others do. So it could go places perhaps the others couldn't, which would facilitate a large percentage of American folks getting the vaccine, which would then facilitate herd immunity, which then would facilitate getting the heck of this thing over with. Getting the heck of this thing over with? What kind of sentence is that? English was never my strong suit. I just speak for a living.